Very nice tune. What's the name of that song?
That's They're On To Me.
All right. Is that off your new disc?
Yeah, that's a song. You know, my career lately has been kind of weird because I was an independent musician up till about 4 or 5 months ago.
Really?
And I had 2 records that I did on my own, and that song was actually on the last record that I did on my own, which was made in 2002. And I wrote that song, like, you know, 3 years ago, just about paranoia of living in New York. That's where I am right now. When Columbia came along and signed me, they were like, well, we like, you know, a certain number of songs from the last record, so, you know, why not re-record some of those and put some new songs on as well. And that's what became my newest album, which is about to come out next week.
And it's called Someone To Tell?
Yeah, Someone To Tell. It's really personal, a lot of, you know, typical sort of singer-songwriter relationship stuff, but, you know, that's sort of the way I've been writing lately, so.
Well, congratulations on getting signed by Columbia.
Thanks.
Big step.
Yeah, it's fun. And, I mean, it's pretty early now. I don't know how much I know about being signed yet, because, you know, I got signed, I did the record, and now it's about to come out, and I think things are going to get pretty hectic.
You've been traveling around the U.S. a lot, though, last few years, haven't you?
Yeah. I was playing basically a college circuit, doing a lot of shows by myself, just like this right now. And I went all over the country, all over a lot of small colleges no one's ever heard of, and I hadn't heard of before, and a lot of towns that had, you know, a few hundred people in them, and just sort of built it from that into having shows with more and more people. And it took, you know, a good 3 years for things to get going, really.
Nice.
And now they are.
All right. You're in town playing a show tomorrow at the Climax Lounge down in Denver.
Yeah, it's a new place that I know nothing about other than I'm playing there.
I don't know where to tell you guys where it's at or anything.
Yeah, well, if you go to my website, my website's just arihess.com, and you click on the Climax, and there should be a link to how to get there, or at least the address. Or
it's arihest.com.
That's right.
Arihest.
And the show is we're gonna go on around 8 o'clock.
Yep, show's at 8 o'clock. Well, let's see. You're from the Bronx.
Yes.
Nice.
Sort of.
Yankees fan?
I'm a Yankees fan. The reason why I say sort of is that the Bronx has a reputation of being kind of slummy or you know, lower class, whatever. And I didn't really grow up in the rough, tough Bronx part.
Okay,
I grew up.
About
that's okay.
Shit.
No. No, I grew up in Riverdale, which is which has its you know, middle class areas, and it has its upper class areas. And I guess I was sort of in the middle class, but still, it's kind of weird when I say the Bronx, because most people think of the Bronx as as not a nice place.
Isn't Bulge from the Bronx?
New York, New Jersey, somewhere. I'm not sure.
They say went to
well,
the
I'm
Bronx.
Right on the border of New York and New Jersey. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And you went to NYU?
I did. I finished up there a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, something
okay.
like that.
So, also with Arihest, we have Mark Knowsworthy here, and he plays in his band, plays electric guitar, correct?
Yep.
Nice. Are you having a good time on tour with these guys?
Yeah, it's great. I don't know if anyone can hear me.
Mark says it's great. Mark loves me to death. Mark's having a good time, I think.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are going all over the U.S. Gonna.
Yeah, we're you know, since the record's gonna come out on the 10th, we're gonna start in New York that day and then stop when we say stop, which could be months and months.
I see you're playing the Gorge.
Yeah, we're gonna do that too.
It's gonna be pretty huge. It's gonna be Dave Matthews' show.
Right.
And you kind of open for them or play
stage. There's a stage that's right on the side of their stage. That's what they call it.
It'll be a lot of
side
fun.
Stage, and we're gonna play that, and then there'll be some other fine musicians on the main stage.
Right. So you live out in L.A. right now?
No, he lives in L.A. Mark lives in L.A. I live in New York. I went to Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Thought maybe you guys met in L.A. or something.
No, we met because Mark used to play with a mutual friend of ours, excuse me, named Paul Christensen, who is a musician in Minnesota.
Yeah,
and that band is now not happening, so I stole Mark.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we only have one more song you're going to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one last question.
Yeah.
What other artists inspired you?
That's a wide question. Yeah. I'd say when I first started playing guitar, I was about 16, and I had listened to nothing but what was on the radio. I really didn't, delve into what I really liked. I was just sort of whatever was fed, I listened to by the big stations too.
FCC.
Yeah. So, and not that I didn't, I don't like, I mean, some of that music is really, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam early on, and then Nirvana had that Unplugged album, that was right around the time that I started.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, that's right around the time I started playing.
Yeah.
And also, Beatles, my family got me into that right around the same time, so I was teaching myself how to play certain chords through listening to those songs, and that's how it happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Ari Hest, and he's playing a show tomorrow in Denver at the Climax Lounge. Starts at 8:00. Everybody come down and check him out.